Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello, on the day after the world lost one of its really good people.
Avec Véronica.
Whatever anyone's beliefs. A second unforgettable Francis, who was one of his first style gestures back in 2013, was to eschew the red polished papal shoes. So today, needing reasons to be cheerful, let's start with that famous quote from former US President George W. Bush, when he said the problem with the French is that they don't have a word for entrepreneur, or entrepreneur, as the latest American woman married to a prince now self-identifies with her latest me-centered glossy magazine TV format hostess series says. Could anyone imagine Princess Grace doing that? But then we all need money to a greater or lesser degree, and we have to use the meager talents we have. I'm amazed though how completely brazen all these women are who selfie their way around the world or get some lackless photographer to follow them round as they drape themselves across world-famous monuments. But then I would never have imagined that influencing could become such a thing. You just need chutzpah, a decent face and figure, and be able to walk from A to B without falling over. But talking of entrepreneurs, two brothers are kicking up a storm in the UK in their hometown of Preston, Lancashire, where they started serving up the humble baked potato, nutritious and cheap at a simple food stall, and thanks to the power of TikTok, Spud Bros have become a global phenomenon. For lovers of language, spud, that's the slang word for potatoes, which might have come from the name of the tool used to dig them up. Interesting that the business brain of Spud Bros is a 29-year-old Jacob Nelson, but his 22-year-old brother Harley is the one with the gift of the gab, which if you've ever visited Lancashire, you'd know a joke is never far away. Each potato with a choice of topping costs €9, whereas a London chocolatier last week was marketing a milk chocolate egg the size of a mango for €87. I kid you not. Other cultural news, I read of naked pétanque in France, the mind and other things boggle, and a naked 5K run. Oh, best not to imagine that either too vividly. Shock horror, the makers of the famous triangular chocolate bar, which used to have the Matterhorn as its ident, is stopping making the dark chocolate version. So what is left, you might ask? David Hockney has a special show at Louis Vuitton in Paris, and in London there's a great exhibition at the King's Gallery behind Buckingham Palace called The Edwardians, a period of glamour and excess that came hot on the tails of the Belle Époque after the somewhat dour late Victorian period. But of course all that indulgence was brought to a tragic and sudden stop with the outbreak of the First World War. In a couple of weeks, we shall all be remembering VE Day, 80 years on. In the week that the UK declared that a woman is a woman, there is a new book out by Ian Penman on the life of Eric Satie, or eccentric Eric as we might call him, a witty but impoverished surrealist composer and once the founder of his own religion, whose delicate, watery music enchants us still. When he died at 59, in his tiny room in Arcueil, Paris, among two pianos piled on top of each other and bundles of unopened letters, they found hundreds of umbrellas. Worth a read. Locally, there's a film in English on Thursday at 5:30 in Florence called The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, the guy who made his name playing Freddie Mercury. Here he is a CI agent whose wife dies in a terrorist attack. Poor chap. In real life, he's just split up with his non-binary partner.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
I don't really know what that means, but I wish them both well. À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com